New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that, Delhi number 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Too deadly. Now we're going to jump straight into it. Educators around the world, from early childhood up to university, struggle to teach First Nations content. Are drama-based lessons the answer? We're going to catch up a yarn there with our drama educator and PhD candidate, Danielle Araski, on the line. Danielle, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Danielle?
I'm here on Wurundjeri Woiwurrung country, part of the Kulin Nation down in so-called Victoria.
Beautiful. Fantastic. And a bit chilly down there, yes?
Yeah, freezing.
Come and join us in far north Queensland.
Sounds good.
Come and hang out with Nemo. Look, a very important conversation. So educators around the world, from early childhood up to university, struggle to teach First Nations content. Are drama-based lessons the answer? In regard to this space, look, it's fantastic that First Nation language being put into curriculum, but we're looking at 10 years since the so-called thumbs up and the foundation is not there. It seems like a slow process. What can we do to hasten up the process?
Absolutely right that it's slow.
Yes.
I don't know that I'd agree that the foundation isn't there. I think the foundation is starting to be there.
Okay.
Like the space has definitely... I was doing my teaching training when that okay first came through.
Mm.
And it was... The space has definitely changed in that 10 years.
Yes.
But gosh, there's a long way to go.
There is a long way to go. Now, in regard to this space, are elders involved in this space? In traditional owners?
Yes and no. Mm. So in the study that we did, we looked at 27
in my brain, my history's in my bloodline, this knowledge is in my brain, my story's in my songline.
Yes, a very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now the National Museum acquires over 400 artworks in partnership with Indigenous Arts Centre Alliance Project. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deli sister, Berlin Lugutha, and she's speaking on behalf of her mother and her two aunties who are featured in the exhibition. Berlin, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, but cold.
Yeah, you're down in Canberra, aren't you, my sister?
Yes.
You'd be very cold. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Berlin.
Okay, my name's Berlin Lugutha. I'm from Mornington Island Arts Centre in the Wesley Islands.
Beautiful. And long way from home, being down there at Canberra. Exactly, and cold. Listen, talking about this fantastic opportunity, but you're speaking on behalf of your mother, Amy Lugutha, and also two aunties, Dolly Lugutha and also Netta Lugutha, who are featured in the exhibition. So tell us about being offered this position to have your artwork at the National Museum for the Indigenous Arts and Alliance Project. Must be pretty exciting, eh? Yes?
Oh, it's really very exciting, very exciting. And exposure for us.
Exactly.
You know, that live in small communities.
So how did this come about? Were you contacted through the Arts Centre there in Mornington Island, or an email, a phone call? How did it all start?
Well, it began with the Indigenous Arts Centre Alliance in Cairns.
Okay, yes.
With all the arts centres from Mornington Island, and up as far as Pomperau, Arakoon, Mawa, and Badu.
Yeah, and also got Hopevale as well, and Yarraba mentioned as well.
Yes.
All right, and also a big shout out to work as well coming from Abadu, Benayuri, Gurugun, Pomperau, Weenum, Wick, and Kugu, and Yalanji as well. So it's a beautiful platform, isn't it, for our artists?
Well, I think for us, because we're so isolated as art centres,
exactly.
Having our work showcased down here in the capital city in this fantastic museum.
Exactly.
And for the public to come in and see our work what we all do individually in our art centres.
Now, we're talking about a family affair there when you're talking about your mother and your two aunties. How deadly is the Lugutha family? Shut up.
Before the dawn, I can hear the nightingale sing her sweet song, beckoning on and on for a brand new day. I'ma wait up and stay up till the early morn. It's a brand new day, a brand new day. It's a brand strife. Where did I go wrong?
Warwick Acidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM and Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now the National Museum acquires over 400 artworks in partnership with Indigenous Arts Centre Alliance Project. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deli's sister, Berlin Lugutha, and she's speaking on behalf of her mother and her two aunties who are featured in the exhibition. Berlin, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, but cold.
But cold, yeah. You're down in Canberra, aren't you, my sister?
Yes.
You'd be very cold. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Berlin.
Okay, my name's Berlin Lugutha. I'm from Mornington Island Arts Centre in the Wesley Islands.
Beautiful. And long way from home, being down there at Canberra.
Oh,
exactly, and cold. Listen, talking about this fantastic opportunity, but you're speaking on behalf of your mother, Amy Lugutha, and also two aunties, Dolly Lugutha and also Netta Lugutha, who are featured in the exhibition. So tell us about being offered this position to have your artwork at the National Museum for the Indigenous Arts and Alliance Project. Must be pretty exciting, eh? Yes?
Oh, it's really very exciting, very exciting. And exposure for us.
Exactly.
You know, that live in small communities.
Exactly. So how did this come about? Were you contacted through the Arts Centre there in Mornington Island, or an email, a phone call? How did it all start?
Well, it began with the Indigenous Arts Centre Alliance in Cairns.
Okay, yes.
With all the art centres from Mornington Island, and up as far as Pomperau, Arakun, Mawa, and Badu.
Yeah, and also got Hopevale as well, and Yarraba mentioned as well.
Yes.
All right, and also a big shout out to work as well coming from Badu. Benayuri, Gurugun, Pomperau, Weenum, Wick and Kugu, and Yalanji as well. So it's a beautiful platform, isn't it, for our artists?
Well, I think for us, because we're so isolated as art centres.
Exactly.
Having our work showcased down here in the capital city in this fantastic museum.
Exactly.
And for the public to come in and see our works and see
beautiful.
What we all do individually in our art centres.
Now, we're talking about a family affair there. When you're talking about your mother and your two aunties, how deadly is the Lugutha family? Shut up.
Well, too deadly.
So, as a mother and your two aunties, they've been artists for a long time?
Oh, they're very senior artists, well-established.
Okay. Yes. And yourself, you in the art, myself, yourself, my sister?
Oh, when I have the time, I do, yeah.
But they're more senior, they're leading the way for the mob at their Mornington Island.
Yeah, they're the leaders, they're the, forerunners, I suppose,
Yeah, good.
The auntie was a big forerunner, And
they're artists come business people as well, they're entrepreneurs. I mean, their artwork gets sold. They are business people, business women,
Well, that's the aim of, I have to speak on behalf of my art centre as well, because that's the aim of our art centre,
exactly.
is to provide that money back into community, into our artists, because we know how difficult it is.
Exactly.
For people like my mother, and to live in communities with, all the... pressures of community.
Exactly. And when you look at Mornington Island, the Arts Centre there, do you have a lot of a young mob coming through, a young one, pickaninnies?
Oh, we get a few showing interest, so they're coming in. And completely different style again.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, we're not the same. These guys that are coming in are completely different again with their own styles and their own ideas.
And, of course, that is promoted. That is also acknowledged and respected too, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And it's helped. It's encouraged.
Mm. So you are all in Canberra now setting up the artwork that's going to be being exhibited at the National Museum. Is that right?
No, brother. They're already up. That's such a beautiful, wonderful job.
Yes.
Of the whole hanging for all the art centres.
And how long is the exhibition running for? Do you know, Berylyn?
It's four art centres at the moment that they're showcasing for till February.
Till February.
And then we do and then there's another work of four more art centres with their works going on show.
Okay, beautiful, fantastic.
For three.
But you don't stay in Canberra till February, do you?
No, I'm going to give them other mob up.
Yeah, that's right. And you want to come home to warmer country where Mornington Island.
But, it is absolutely beautiful. The atmosphere is beautiful.
Lovely.
You know, because we named the project Belonging.
Yeah, beautiful. So yes, Belonging. I love that.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's a bridge builder, isn't it? And are you finding the National Museum staff and the people you work with down there are welcoming, they're supporting you, and you're feeling in a good space there?
Oh, yes. Very, very welcome. Very helpful.
Yeah, lovely. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, too exciting. We're representing Mornington Island and representing the Mornington Island Arts Centre. So you're doing a fantastic job there, Berylyn.
Yeah, I tell you, you walk into that area, into those spaces, and it's peaceful.
Yeah,
it is like we found a place where we could actually live, our artwork can live.
Yeah, exactly. And our ancestors are strong within us, hey? They're around, you know?
Yeah, the spirituality of the place
is what I'm alluding to,
Walking through the museum doors and then having that extra, feeling as I walked through the Belonging show, and it's an awesome feeling.
Yes.
It's awesome.
What's your position with the Mornington Island Arts Centre, Berylyn?
I work in the gallery. I'm the gallery manager.
Okay, beautiful. So how long have you been in that role, sis?
4 years, four to five years.
Good, too deadly. Well, you must be doing a good job because art is being displayed at the National Museum all the way from Mornington Island, so you must be doing your job there, sister.
And there's some beautiful people who, the supporting people. Beautiful, along the way.
Team effort, eh? Team effort. Yeah, beautiful.
The IACA, Alliance, fantastic group of people.
Yeah,
people
big
like
shout out.
People like you doing a circus, it's awesome.
Yeah, team effort. Look, thank you very much, my sister, for sharing. All the best to your mother and your two aunties. Berylyn, good yarning with you. You take care, sister. We'll yarn soon. Stay warm, and we'll look at you when you come back, okay?
You take care, brother.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
A deadly yarn there. Berylyn Lugutha, and she's speaking on behalf of her mother, Amy Lugutha, her auntie, Dolly Lugutha, and the other auntie, Netta Lugutha. And they are featuring at the exhibition at the National Museum, who's acquiring over 400 artworks, Indigenous artworks, in partnership with Indigenous Arts Centre Alliance Project. So it's fantastic to see and also make mention of the other communities involved as well. Big shout out to Hopewell, Yarraba, Moa. I did mention, of course, Mornington Island after speaking to Berylyn, but also make mention of Badu, Banayiri, Yiriji, Gurugan, Pomperau, Weenuk, Weenam and Wik and Kuju and Yalanji as well. Fantastic. And represent and a beautiful pathway, platform for our beautiful artists as business people. There it is. Have you saying Yana Strong out of the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. Sun beats down the clouds, gather the rainforest is tall. The river tyrant rushes to my Cocoyalanche girl. I look into her deep brown eyes, says something I can't hide. The mountains that I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world.
Cocoyalanche, Cocoyalanche, Cocoyalanche girl.
Come shine your light, brighten up the world.
Cocoyalanche, 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 Cocoyalanche girl.
Shadows when you go,
your love blows out my soul and down,
down into the earth. Come shine your lights,
Cocoyalanche girl.
Come shine your lights,
brighten up the world.
Cocoyalanche, 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 Cocoyalanche girl.
Like a star.
someone came up to me and grabbed me by the arm. I was a policeman.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country at BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, education is everything. First public training courses launched by CDU in Nullarbor. We're going to talk with Associate Vice Chancellor, East Arnhem Region, Alice Doyle, on the line, talk about this fantastic space and educating mob in the community. And a very good morning, Alice. How are you?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Morning. Morning, listeners.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So where are you based?
So based in Nullarbor itself on the peninsula.
All right, fantastic. And look, so we've got first public training courses launched by CDU in Nullarbor. So we did have a tertiary, third education, space for third education, but that's non-existent. Now it's come back, yes?
Yeah, so back in about 2013-14, most of the tertiary providers within that region left based on an announcement from the mining company in the town curtailing their refinery.
Yep.
And CDU, you know, unfortunately was one of those, but we've since, I guess, reinvigorated the region and we're back, and we're back supporting training locally.
All right, fantastic. And what sort of courses are we talking, Alice?
Yeah. and your mom is me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country at the BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, education is everything. First public training courses launched by CDU in Nullarbor. We're going to talk with Associate Vice Chancellor, East Arnhem Region, Alice Doyle, on the line, talk about this fantastic space and educating mob in the community. And a very good morning, Alice. How are you?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Morning. Morning, listeners.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So where are you based?
So based in Nullarbor itself on the peninsula.
All right, fantastic. And look, so we've got first public training courses launched by CDU in Nullarbor. So we did have a tertiary, third education, space for third education, but that's non-existent. Now it's come back, yes?
Yeah, so back in about 2013-14, most of the tertiary providers within that region left based on an announcement from the mining company in the town curtailing their refinery.
Yep.
And CDU, you know, unfortunately was one of those, but we've since, I guess, reinvigorated the region and we're back and we're back supporting training locally.
All right, fantastic. And what sort of courses are we talking, Alice?
Anything the community wants, Trevor. So at the moment we're running short courses, the skill sets of dogging, rigging, you know, forklift, and then also the big qualifications. So we've started Cert 4s in work health and safety training and assessment, project management. So whatever the community needs at the moment, I'm being driven by them to be able to support what they need.
Well, we're talking about tertiary education with flexibility, working for the people, with the people, and creating that space, yes?
Absolutely, yep. And to the extent that if they want the training face-to-face, we fly the trainers in to be able to deliver it face-to-face.
Sure. What about a lot of applications there or a lot of First Nation people at the table?
Yeah, look, doing lots of exciting things with the community members and the TO group. So also in consultation at the moment to look at a remote housing maintenance program to be able to run in the communities. And that program, Trevor, will allow local people an opportunity to be employed in their local communities and homelands and not have to leave, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Well, living on country is fantastic, but living on country and getting educated on country is A1, isn't it?
Oh, bloody oath. And that's what we're here to do, you know, here to try and support the region with what they need in order to get ahead.
And what about teachers or professors or people in the teaching role? Are any First Nation people there?
Yeah, look, the local school runs an awesome program, and it's a bilingual school. And there's some excellent local Yolngu people that run education with in language in the school. And we're looking to support any of those programs too. And they're all putting themselves through qualifications as well through CDU and being supported from afar to do that. And our presence in the communities means they get that extra bit of support that they haven't had.
And paint the picture. Tell us what went down in regarding the education system that was in place and no longer. What happened there?
Yeah, so there was a few providers that supported the region back in 13-14, and then the local mining company announced its curtailment. And the community and regions that are, you know, I guess took a backward step or thought it was going to be a big backward step, and a lot of providers left with the uncertainty of what that would bring. And, you know, we look back now, Trevor, and it's probably a blip on the radar of actual, you know, population numbers and services, but the reality is the reinvigoration of those tertiary, I guess, opportunities didn't come back and haven't come back until now. So this is exciting. It's a long time coming. And like I say, the population's there to be able to support it, and we hope that we can do some wonderful things with the local people.
Well, it creates a platform of, a vision, the future, and, you know, excitement, you could say.
Oh, absolutely. And the region continues to change. Like, we've just launched 3 rockets with NASA and the Equatorial launch, you know, over the last couple of months. And you know, who knows what the future holds. It's great for the local people to be able to be part of that and great to have a provider that can support them in whatever comes next.
Well, exactly. We're talking astronauts coming from Nullarbor.
Yeah, exactly, right? Little piece of paradise.
Look, fantastic. Congratulations. And you sound like you got a skip in your step there. You're very enthused about the situation. Alice, bit of background with yourself there. You were working in mining as well, were you?
Yeah, so my background is education, and then I skipped across to construction and mining for the last few years. I've been working in as a superintendent in learning and development for the mining companies, and just this has been a really nice opportunity when the opportunity arose and I could see that I could do something for the community that I live in. It was awesome to be able to you know, say yes and take the role on. So all very new, only been in the role a couple of months, but so excited with what I've been able to do.
Yeah, too deadly. When we're talking about doing a job that you love and getting paid to do it, best job in the world. Alice, you're doing exactly that. Thank you for the yarn, my sister. All the best, and big shout out to Nullarbor Mob, and keep doing what you do, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks, Trev. Love to. Cheers, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya.
A deadly yarn there. Alice Doyle, her name is, CDU Associate Vice Chancellor, East Arnhem Region, and talking about the first public training courses launched by CDU in Nullarbor. They did have a university, a third tertiary education there, but that folded back in 2013, and it's all come to light now, all come to fruition, all happening now, and there's flexibility, is what Alice was saying, in regards to what courses are required, is what courses they push. So there it is, it's bringing the mountain to the people. There it is. Have you saying, Yarn Up Strong, you mob, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.